Simon & Schuster Audio presents Girl Unframed by Deb Colletti. Read by Alexandra Allwine. Chapter 1. Exhibit 1. Recorded Statement of Sidney E. Riley, 1 of 5. Exhibit 2. Aerial photo of 716 Seacliff Drive. Exhibit 3. Photo of Lila Shore, Giacomo Big Jake Antonetti, and Sidney Riley. Original Joe's, North Beach, undated. I had a bad feeling, even before I left home. A strong one. If I'm here to tell you what actually happened, well, it started there. With a sense of dread, like some pissed-off old ghost was going to haunt me until I heard whatever she had to say. It was eerie and unsettling like that. Urgent. The feeling was there late at night when I was alone in the dorm showers and the hot water pipes creaked and groaned like a dying man. And it was there when I lay awake in the dark, watching headlights flash across the ceiling in a way that made me pull my covers up. But it was there in bright daylight, too, when Houdin and Cora and Lizzie and Meredith and I went to Cupcake Royale, and we made fun of Houdin for getting vanilla. He always got vanilla. It was there on those last weeks of school, when the sky was blue and the sun was out and the air smelled delicious. I tried to tell myself there were logical reasons for it. I didn't want to go to San Francisco anyway. I know it sounds crazy, since Lila lived in that Seacliff mansion perched above the Pacific.